My dear brothers and sisters, I bring the greetings from the beautiful islands of Hawaii, saints and the missionaries. I say to you, aloha. Today, I'd like to ask the question to you brothers. My dear brothers, are we treating our wives as a daughter of God? Are you treating your wife as a daughter of God? The words has a special feeling. Even as you say it, you feel our reverence. Then you may say, oh, Brother Kikuchi, of course I am. But my next question is, how much do you treat and honor her as a daughter of God? Let's stop and thank your lovely companion. As she was entrusted to you by Heavenly Father as a special daughter of God, I believe that in this lifetime, the closest person or neighbor that you can be in your lifetime, the sweet wife, she is your sweetheart, she is your love, she is your best friend, she is your lover, and she is a daughter of God. The Lord's teaching is to the lawyers very clearly. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Yesterday, our beloved prophet, President Ezra Taft Benson, said, quote, everything we do in our lives, we must place the first thing first. Thou shalt love thy God, Lord thy God. Quote, close quote. The second is also like the first. The Lord said, love thy neighbor as thyself. Brothers, among all the children of our Father in heaven, don't you think your wife is the closest neighbor that you can be? The Lord said, thou shalt love thy wife with all thy heart. Truly, the marriage is ordained of God. Marriage is honorable in all. When the Lord told Abraham to offer the only son Isaac on the Mount Moriah, he took Isaac, two servants and donkeys, and built an altar. On the way, Isaac's son asked, Daddy, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Though Father Abraham knew that Isaac was the one, he said, my son, God will provide. When the time came, Abraham willing to offer Isaac, but Isaac didn't run away. Brothers and sisters, in our marriages, we need both commitment of Abraham and also the spirit of Isaac. At the time of his endurable agony, the Savior looked down on his mother Mary and introduced to John to her, saying, woman, behold thy son. And to John he said, behold thy mother. The scripture records that John took her onto his own home. Are we worthy to be entrusted by the Lord to take care of one of our Heavenly Father's daughter? The Savior must have a special feeling towards the women of the world, because the first person that saw the resurrected Lord was a woman, Mary Magdalene. Oh, how special it was! May I share today a story of a person who lived in such a way in an eternal loving companionship in Hawaii. 1850, Brigham Young sent 10 missionaries to the island of Hawaii. Without understanding their language and culture, it was extremely difficult for the missionaries. Eventually, they all became discouraged, including a mission president. They became so discouraged that 5 of the 10 left to go home. The youngest of these missionaries, Elder George Q. Cannon, was determined to stay. He went to the Lord in prayer. The Lord inspired him to go to Maui, Lahaina. He did so. As he approached his town, two ladies went in, screaming into the nearby house, brought out a local gentleman. The previous night, this man had had a dream. A messenger of God is coming to his town, that he must feed him. Elkanah was invited to stay and preach in the home of this man, Jonathan H. Napella, who was a very well-educated man and the magistrate of this district. Subsequently, the elder canon Jonathan Napella became very close friends, like Alma and Amalek in the Book of Mormon. Because of the guiding hand of God and Brother Napella's great help, along with the hospitality and the kindness of the Hawaiian saints, the missionary work began to excel in Hawaii. The foundation was laid. 20 years later, 1873, the wife, Kitty, of this great man, Jonathan Napella, contracted the leprosy. She was a beautiful and noble woman in the early days of church in Hawaii. The modern medical technology and knowledge has advanced so that this disease is no longer fatal. But at the time, there was no cure this dreadful disease. In order to prevent the spreading of this disease, once you contracted it, you were forced to live on one of the seashores in the leper colony in Molokai. The lepers were taken there by boat. The sailors were so afraid of this disease, and they pushed the saints into the sea, forcing them to swim the shore. Because his wife had to go to Kalapapa, near colony, leper colony, Jonathan wanted it to go. He took her hand, and they went there together. Together. Why would he do this? Because he loves her so much. He knew that the life is eternal and the love is eternal. Even though the days of sickness and health, how much do I love my wife? Do I love her as a daughter of God, like a Jonathan? Would I be willing to go to a place like that to go with her? Would you be willing to demonstrate your pure love like a Jonathan? Brethren, are we honoring our companions? Are we caring? Are we thoughtful? We must. We must, because God has joined us together. History records that this violent and giant man of God worked in the leper colony, fought for the government assistance, for the lepers, to those who were there, and more comfortable place to live. He was a giant in the pure love of Christ, his own people. Oh, I can almost hear the words of Paul to Corinthians, and he said, though I speak with the tongues of angel and have not charity, I have become as a sounding breath of a twinkling cymbal. This good brother later on contracted the same disease and died. And even before his wife passed away. And she followed him 2 years later. Husbands of the world, do you love your wife as a daughter of God? Oh, husbands, love your wives as a daughter of God. Even the Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I know that God lives. This is his church. I know that Savior lives.
I know that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God and restored this church. I know that our beloved prophet, even the present Ezra Taft Benson, is the living oracle of God, an example to us. And the Book of Mormon is true. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.